Good day, this is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the top financial industry updates as they unfold this October 18th, 2025. Starting off, Westpac Banking Corporation has announced a strategic retreat from its auto finance loan segment. In a deal brokered between $1.4 and $1.6 billion, the firm is set to transfer its existing book to the non-bank lender, Resimac Group. This major deal comes after a similar sale in 2021 to Cerberus Capital Management, indicating Westpac's shift towards focusing on core banking operations. If you hold a car loan with Westpac, I suggest you pay close attention to any communications regarding changes to your loan conditions. Resimac, in turn, expects the acquisition will help accelerate their strategic growth plans, acting as a considerable addition to their asset finance division. Meanwhile, a wave of positivity has swept over small and medium-sized businesses across Australia, following the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision to cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years, from 4.35% to 4.1%. An overwhelming response is reflected in OnDeck Australia's report, showing a 40% increase in loan volumes compared to this time last year, as business owners leverage the more affordable borrowing conditions to invest in growth opportunities. On a related note, non-bank lenders are stepping up, with the private credit market boom opening new financing options for SMEs, particularly those that don't meet traditional bank requirements. With the global market poised to reach $3 trillion by 2028, Australia's own private credit holdings are following suit, reaching an impressive $200 billion last year. Remember, navigating this landscape needs financial literacy and expert advice. However, the Reserve Bank of Australia is urging caution when it comes to borrowing. As interest rates dwindle, the bank warns against amassing excessive debt. Although the financial system stands resilient, the Financial Stability Review points to the challenges potentially faced by a subsection of mortgage holders. Solidified lending practices by financial institutions and prudent borrowing fall under the strongest recommendations made by the central bank. And with that, we wrap up today's summary of top financial stories. Stay informed, stay financially fit, and remember, as Australian consumers and businesses, our economy is as prosperous as we, the people, make it. Be sure to visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. This has been Paige Estrotori, signing off.